One fine winter's day, when Piglet was brushing away the snow in front of his house, he happened to look up, and there was Winnie the Pooh. Pooh was walking round and round in a circle, thinking of something else. And when Piglet called to him, he just went on walking. "Hello," said Piglet. "What are you doing?"
"Hunting," said Pooh.
"Hunting what?"
"Tracking something," said Winnie the Pooh very mysteriously.
"Tracking what?" said Piglet, coming closer.
"That's just what I ask myself. I ask myself, what?"
"What do you think you'll answer?"
"I shall have to wait until I catch up with it," said Winnie the Pooh. "Now look here." He pointed to the ground in front of him. "What do you see here?"
"Tracks," said Piglet.
"Paw marks."
He gave a little squeak of excitement. "Oh, Pooh, do you think it's a woozle?"
"It may be," said Pooh. "Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. You can never tell with paw marks." With these few words, he went on tracking, and Piglet, after watching him for a minute or two, ran after him. Winnie the Pooh had come to a sudden stop and was bending over the tracks in a puzzled sort of way.
"What's the matter?" asked Piglet.
"It's a very funny thing," said Bear, "but there seems to be two animals now. This, whatever it was, has been joined by another, whatever it is, and the two of them are now proceeding in company. Would you mind coming with me, Piglet, in case they turn out to be hostile animals?"
Piglet scratched his ear in a nice sort of way and said he had nothing to do until Friday and would be delighted to come, in case it really was a woozle.
"You mean in case it really is two woozles," said Winnie the Pooh, and Piglet said that anyhow he had nothing to do until Friday, so off they went together. There was a small spinney of larch trees just here.